Greetings and welcome to Oneness Mobility Radio Talk Show, a show about independence and accessibility in the world beyond, brought to you by Oneness Mobility Services. It is a Black-owned business and a company which converts and modifies vehicles, making them safe for persons with disability and persons with limited mobility. They also serve and sell vehicles for individuals as well as for commercial transportation providers. Oneness Mobility. Anything you want to know, everything you want to know, and everything you need to know about accessible and adaptable equipment for vehicles, Oneness Mobility is your one-stop shop, and they are located at 7701 Pin Belt Drive, and that's in District Heights, Maryland, and you can call them at 301-568-6686. That's 301-568-6686. And please visit the website www.onenessmobility.com. And that oneness is O-N-E-N-E-S-S, oneness. The first S stands for service, and the second S stands for safety. And we are going to update our website, and we're going to be putting the shows on soon again, and we're going to make the website a lot more robust. So you can visit Oneness Mobility website, www.onenessmobility.com. And that oneness again is O-N-E-N-E-S-S. And please call them at 301-568-6686. Oneness Mobility, work wonders. Good afternoon, my listening audience. I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor, and my co-host, also the owner, CEO, and founder of Oneness Mobility, is Brother Bob Alfred. Is he with us today? It's Mr. Nobody. Okay, so we don't have Mr. Bob today, so he's back at the Rancho, which is our headquarters, our service center and offices, and that's 7701 Pin Belt Drive in District Heights, Maryland. Well, you know, and football season is going to be starting in earnest next week, and as I'm going to dub add something to our engineer's name, I'm going to be calling him this year Stan the Oakland Fan Superman. We're going to stick that Oakland fan in there. We're going to see how much of a fan he is. You know, they already having problems with one of their outstanding receivers. I don't know what kind of helmet Mr. Stan wearing, but his boy Tonio is having his issues out there. I think they even talking about the brother has some problems with his cleats. But anyway, we're going to get in that as we go along. So that's Stan, the Oakland Fan Superman, and his Oakland Raiders. Well, we're going to see what our Redskins going to do this year, too. We got the new brother quarterback. So we're going to salute him and ushered in a new era of Redskins. You know, we can't say nation. I think I heard the other day that the Red Sox baseball team said Red Sox Nation. And I think the true nation, and I don't know who started, but I think Oakland, I have to get Oakland Raiders. I think the Raiders is what you consider the Raiders Nation. I know a lot of other teams had adopted that nation to it. And so I'm not going to say Redskins Nation, because we definitely want to say Redskins Nation, because you know what nation we're going to think of in the Redskins. But anyway, so we're going to have some fun with football this year, and we hope it be fun for us, because you know this city, I don't care how good the Wizards are, even though the Caps hockey team won a championship, the Stanley Cup. Some of our people that know about soccer, you know, our soccer team. But what drives this city, and our baseball team done well up until last night, but what drives Washington, D.C. is the Redskins. We live and die with the Redskins. I mean, if the Redskins win Sunday, Monday, and the rest of the week is happy, happy, happy. If they lose Sunday, oh, you talk about a blue Monday. I mean, nothing bluer than a blue Monday in D.C., and I don't even mean blue Monday by policemen wearing their blue uniform. So, but we hope to have more happy, happy Mondays than we do blue Mondays. So this is Oneness Mobility Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor. My co-host, he might join us, Mr. Bob Alfred, but he's back at our headquarters and service center, which is located at 7701 Pin Belt Drive, and that's in District Heights, Maryland. Please call 301-568-6686. That's 301-568-6686. One of my pet peeves is this. Oh, well, let me give you the website again. It's www.onenessmobility.com, and that oneness is spelled O-N-E-N-E-S. S, oneness. The first S we like to say stands for service, and the second S stands for safety. As I gave out that phone number, don't you hate it? This one of my pet peeves. Don't you hate it when somebody give you a phone number and they go 301-568-6866. You can call me back, 301-568-6866. You know, and I mean, I don't know why people would leave a phone number and then they, you know, just speed it up and tell you and call them back at that number, 301-568-6866. You know, so please, y'all, that leave phone numbers, even though I know on all these iPhones now and all these smartphones and all, you know, the number is there. But for individuals such as myself that is visually impaired, and I don't really know what that term means, but I use it because so many people use it, but I am blind, blind, blind. I can't see nothing. And so for those who are visually impaired or blind, please, you know, don't leave a phone number with that speediness, okay? 301-568-6866. All right, please slow it down for us. And our Oneness Mobility phone number is 301-568-6686. Oneness Mobility, work wonders. I want to give a shout out to our roving reporter, Miss Renee. She was in the hospital for a while. She's out now. Welcome back home. Yay, yay, yay. And she has something called pantry-titis. Okay, we have Brother Bob. Okay, we're going to bring Brother Bob up now. Brother Bob, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Reverend.
Time go by so fast sometimes, we don't know. So
I'm sorry I'm late, doggone. I got caught up on an electrical job, doggone, trying to diagnose some stuff.
Diagnose.
Time got away from me.
Oh, okay. Well, we can understand that. Now, Bob, diagnose being you up under it. I mean, we got all this newfangled stuff now. I drove up. Tell us about all the newfangled stuff and diagnosing.
We're troubleshooting, trying to figure out what's going on with it. We call it a dice.
Okay, but you know, Bob, it was we had a little problem with our vehicle, and the fellas came over. We drove it up to to a repair place to check it out, and he came over and took, now, you know, I figured I'd throw the hood up and all that. He came over and said, let me look at your whatever, and stuck something in there and hit a couple of buttons on some little machine and all this readout and stuff. That, I mean, it has changed from the tree shade mechanic. Now, I mean, what is that kind of, what is that device? I mean, I know
that's
you get
a,
more.
That's called a scan tool, right? All you do is you're plugging it up and that little box is talking to your car. Your car is talking to it and it's telling it exactly what we need to know that's going on with that car.
Now, is that a
and
universal?
All the trouble codes will come up in it and let us know what is going on.
So is it a universal that any car
all the cars have that data port on it right now, all of the newer cars. Some of the older cars have got them in that too. But, yeah, it's a little data plug in there. We just plug up to it, and it Then we talk to the computer.
Okay, so that means General Motors, whoever.
Oh, everybody's got it, Ray. Everybody.
So does that mean they came into
a long time?
So that mean they came into agreement that they all will have the same, you know, schematics and all for something like that?
No, not all the same schematics. It's all different schematics for different cars, but that machine will read the car. Matter of fact, when you plug up the machine, Ray, it'll tell you exactly what kind of car you're working on, give you the serial number and everything.
Wow. Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah, that's a smart little machine.
Oh.
That machine ain't sitting there guessing what it's hooked up to. It knows what it's hooked up to.
Now, Bob, is that something that only a...
No
a deal
way,
or something,
no,
or anyone can have a machine.
Yeah,
like
you can buy the machine if you want. If you want to try to fix your own car, they got them. They got them as cheap as $200-$300. But I mean,
wow.
I don't want some of them $3,000-$4,000. Depends on what kind of programs you want.
There's a lot of
vehicles that the program is not even available to you. It's only straight through the dealership.
Wow. I mean, technology has. Technology have such in the last 50 years done more, I guess, in the last 50 years than it has done in the last, 150, 200 years? Technology.
Well, the cars are going to get smarter, Ray.
Smarter cars.
We're not going to talk about your pet peeve.
Well, Bob, now, speaking of my pet peeve, did you hear that a high official employee at Google were downloaded, stealing information from Google and taking it over to Uber, and they caught the fella.
A lot of that kind of stuff is going on, but there was also self-driven car. I think if I remember, it was tested over Japan or whatever that crashed.
Yeah, well, you know, Bob, just like anything else, we got some people ain't got no business driving stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, one of them self-drivers, right?
Is that what? Well, the
yeah.
matter of fact.
And they still got those test drivers that they got. They're sneaking on our roads and testing them.
Yeah.
Well, there's a driver in there, but, you know, they're getting on the road and they're testing them to see if they will do what they're supposed to do.
Well, matter of fact,
you might get your shot at a self-driving car, dog, in about another 50 years, right?
Well, the way technology is moving. And matter of fact, Bob, the information that was being stolen by this employee, it was about a self-driven car. That was the information. But Bob, let me ask you this real quick that you mentioned that. Before we go to break, and we're going to bring up Mr. Sewell, but they also said, and they're going to start this next year, that some companies is going to have what they call a drone taxi. Well, now, I didn't know drones, you could make drones that big, but they're going to have drones taxi cabs for people.
Oh, yeah. They got that. They've been playing with the drones for quite a while. There's quite a few drones working over in the Japan over there, though. When they had that nuclear waste test going on over there, they got drones in there that's working because no humans can go in there.
Wow. But so, drones,
yeah,
taxis.
They're picking up a... You know, they're doing a lot with drones now, but he ain't driving me nowhere.
Okay, we up against it. You're listening to Oneness Mobility Radio Talk Show. We heard every week here at this time, and Oneness Mobility Work Wonders. I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor. My co-host is Mr. Bob Alfred. That had the brilliant idea to start Oneness Mobility, so we will be back on the other side. Oneness Mobility Work Wonders.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS, 95.9 FM.
Good afternoon, this WOL traffic and weather up.